Box A, Variable Scope. So as we saw on the previous slide, with functions, our programs are broken up into separate code units. Furthermore, we can even subdivide a code unit, such as a function, into further subcode units with, for example, if statements, loops, and block statements. In Box A, we identify these code unit parts. Now, this brings up the topic of variable scope. Essentially, variable scope refers to what variables a code unit can see or know about. A variable defined inside a particular code unit is said to be a local variable relative to that code unit. Additionally, we will say a variable defined outside a particular code unit is a global variable relative to that code unit. A unit of code can see variables that are global and local relative to it. Note that a code unit cannot see the variables in a subcode unit, since such variables are neither global nor local to the code unit. For example, code in the foo code unit cannot see variables in the if or while code units. The best way to get really comfortable with this is to look at some examples. Box B, example 1. So there are a couple key ideas in this example. The first key idea is that the variable gpi, defined outside main and sphere volume, is global to both of these functions since it is defined outside of these functions. Consequently, both functions can see and have access to this variable. The second key idea is that the variable v inside main is local to main, and only main can see it in this example. Likewise, the variable v in sphere volume is local to sphere volume, and only sphere volume can see it in this example. Hence, the v in main is completely unrelated to the v in sphere volume. Box C, example 2. The key idea in this example is that the variable count is local to the for loop code unit. Consequently, it is not seen outside the scope of the for loop. Hence, when we try to see out count outside the loop, an error is generated. Try this out for yourself. Box D, example 3. The key idea here is that the variable var outside the if statement is different than the variable var inside the if statement. However, inside the if statement, we have a cout statement. This presents a dilemma. Which var is used in the cout statement? The one local to the if statement or the one local to main? As a rule, C++ always uses the variable closest to the working code unit. That is, in this example, the program chooses to output the variable var that is local to the if statement because it is closer to the if statement than the variable var that is global to the if statement.